Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will be here with a word. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Amen. Praise be to God. El Shaddai, which means Almighty God. You are great and mighty in power. Your understanding and wisdom knows no limits. Your might knows no bounds. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so your ways reach higher than my own. You surround me with the blessings of your provision as you covet with me through your Son, Jesus Christ. The balancing of the clouds and the wondrous works of the earth are nothing compared to you, who sit enthroned in might and valor. Amen. Amen and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater. Greater than all, greater than all, you're
together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen. Said I'm on my way, and I won't.
God, higher ground, can't wait till I get there. It is now time for our devotional message, which is entitled, The Best Path. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 16, verse 11. And it says, You will make known to me the path of life in your presence. Is fullness of joy. Amen. Praise be to God. The writer says, today, express your faith that God will lead you in the absolute best path for your life. The Lord is the only one who has all the facts who knows the full truth about you and your future, and who can guide you unwaveringly to what is right and good every time. The sovereign, omniscient God is the only one completely capable of accomplishing whatever he promised you. He is going to have his way no matter what happens. Therefore, it is always wise to listen to him, to include the Lord in all your decision making, and to entrust him with every aspect of your life. So even when details of God's plan remain mysterious to you, even when you don't understand what's going on or know what to do, trust him and obey inch by inch and step by step. Choose to submit to and have faith in the God who loves you unconditionally. He has the best plan for your life, has equipped you to accomplish it, and will enable you to fulfill all his awesome purposes for you as you walk with him. Amen. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is always to me. Let us pray. God, I trust you in all the unknowns, fully confident that you are working in the unseen. I have absolute faith that you are leading me in the very best path. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory for the reading of the word. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
God, who judges in the earth. When justice is done, the righteous rejoice. Those who have sought to obey you are filled with delight. Your justice is like the spring rain, bringing blessings and life to those it touches. Let justice roll down like the waters, like an ever-flowing stream. Yet while your justice brings happiness to the righteous, terror engulfs the evildoers. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Yet for the righteous, you wait to be gracious, and you exalt yourself to show mercy. You are a God of justice who judges the earth, and bless all those who wait for you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Pray together. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm pacing, do not disturb. Every person needs a good word. I wrote it off on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. This device is wholesome and good. With half a brain, it should be easily understood. It's worth more than silver and gold. Listen close as wisdom unfolds. Fools think they need no advice, but wise men will listen twice. A fool is quick-tempered and cruel, but the wise maintain and stay cool. Truth stands the test of time, while lies get exposed like crime. I'm in the studio promising I'll be a key in changing lifestyles. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a poem on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. While I'm teaching, do not disturb. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote it off on the book of Proverbs. These instructions have to be heard. Spoil the child if you spare the rod. Teach your kids to obey God. Discipline kids at an early age, and it'll follow them right to the grave. Be humble and accept correction. Travel the path in the right direction. To work hard being poor means more than obtaining wealth by breaking a law. Wise men avoid a fight, but fools will argue all day and night. Fools don't even think about the facts, cause all they wanna do is attack. Prepare before making moves. If not, then you're bound to lose. It pays to keep a big mouth shut. Some have lost their lives for talking too much. I give what I can to the helpless, plus hope and pray that they all get justice. Work brings profit, talk brings poverty. When I'm on the job, don't bother me. It shouldn't hurt to be criticized. If it's constructive, you'll become wise. Your hang up is life's unfair. Have you ever heard of faith and prayer? You can't always have a good day, or everything going your way. A story sounds good when it's just one side. Listen to them both before you decide. Wounds from a friend of me. A better than kisses from an enemy. The wicked finally lose, the right finally wins. Trust in the Lord, respect and fear him. Courage secures when you're facing death. Without courage, there's no hope left. When you're generous, they often ask of you. When you're broke, folks are quick to pass you. Be aware of flattery and charm, cause all they mean to do is harm. An enemy who wants to provide for you is only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counsel and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and take in the proverbs that were spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song on the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
El Shaddai, show me how to honor you with my faith, just as Abraham did throughout his life. I want to be a person of great faith and to experience you as El Shaddai in my life. At times, Abraham did not exhibit the faith that he displayed in his later years, and in so doing, he delayed your covenant with him. Help me not to cause delay in my destiny, but rather walk upright in faith, starting even from today. Strengthen the muscles of my heart and my soul so I am willing to risk everything for you. Help me to demonstrate my dedication and commitment to you, my King, and your kingdom agenda on earth. Amen, amen, and amen. And now it is time for our daily bread for this evening. The title of this message is God in the Details. And the scripture reading is coming from Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, where it says, about this time, a man and a woman from the tribe of Levi got married. The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She saw that he was a special baby and kept him hidden for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she got a basket made of papyrus reeds and waterproofed it with tar and pitch. She put the baby in the basket and laid it among the weeds along the bank of the Nile River. The baby's sister then stood at a distance, watching to see what would happen to him. Soon Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe in the river, and her attendants walked along the riverbank. When the princess saw the basket among the weeds, she sent her maid to get it for her. When the princess opened it, she saw the baby. The little boy was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This must be one of the Hebrew children," she said. Then the baby's sister approached the princess. "Should I go and find one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" she asked. "Yes, do," the princess replied. So the girl went and called the baby's mother. "Take this baby and nurse him for me," the princess told the baby's mother. "I will pay you for your help." So the woman took her baby home and nursed him. Later, when the boy was older, his mother brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter, who adopted him as her own son. The princess named him Moses, for she exclaimed, "I lifted him out of the water." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title of this message, God in the Details. And the text for this message is coming from Exodus chapter 2, verses 5 through 6. And it says, "She saw the basket among the weeds, and she opened it and saw the baby." The writer says, "It had been an awful week for Kevin and Kimberly." Kevin's Sizer had suddenly worsened. Kevin's seizures had suddenly worsened, and he had been hospitalized amid the pandemic. Their four young children, siblings adopted from foster care, were taking cabin fever to a new extreme. On top of that, Kimberly could not scorch up a decent meal from the fridge. Oddly, at that moment, she craved carrots. An hour later, there was a knock at the door. There stood their friends, Amanda and Andy, with an entire meal she had prepared for the family, including carrots. They saw the devil. They say the devil is in the details. No, an amazing story in the history of the Jewish people show God is in the details. Pharaoh had commanded every Hebrew boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile in Exodus 1 and 22. That genocidal development turned on a remarkable detail. Moses' mother did indeed throw her baby into the Nile. albeit with a strategy. And from the Nile, Pharaoh's own daughter would rescue the baby whom God used to rescue his people. She would even pay Moses' mother to nurse him in Exodus 2 and 9. One day, from his fleeting Jewish nation would come a promised baby boy. His story would abound with amazing details and divine ironies. Most importantly, Jesus would provide an exodus out of our slavery to sin. Even, especially in the dark times, God is in the details. As Kimberly will tell you, God brought me carrots. Amen? Praise be to God. Question, what stories can you tell where you have been, where you have seen God in the details? And how did that help strengthen your faith? Thank you, Father, that you showed up in the little things as well as the big things. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread for this evening. Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. To God be the glory.
rising up to a blessing. Prayer changes things. Oh, 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 oh.
This is for my sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ. Don't let the game steer you wrong. Sippin' on the same drink, water change the same. Cheap boys, same kush, smoke, same conversation. Different stuff, same temptation. Same game, same honey, same front. Like we got paper, it make you feel big. Carrying his gun, tough guy. Such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so fly. 90% of his conversation was all lies. He won't choose for the price of one. You and your sister like wine. So he buy a drink to get you drunk. Now you're rubbing on your sister's side. Every opportunity get you wish you pass by. Now you both way controlled by another power. Quiet as kept, every thug up in the club block with no regret. I used to plot too, I must confess it wasn't right. But that's the price my sister pay. Every night she play.
She plays the street light.
The street light don't come with no proposal. Only believe half of what you see. And only 2% of what you hear. I pray your strength will
play. Oh, in the street
life, you play your life. I know Jesus in your mouth, but he's far from your heart. No doubt you can see love from the start. Ever tired your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, five drinks a minute. Now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more. Sweating teeth, dropping it low to the floor. Misrepresent everything you stand for. Showing the games you sold, not told. Remember you reap what you sold.
People see just who you wanna be, and every night you shine, just like a superstar. The type of life that pays, attention
and parade.
You trust your walk, your talk, your who you think you are. She plays the street light, cause there's no place she can go. Street light, it's the only light she knows. Street light, and there's a thousand colors to play.
Oh, in the street light, street light,
you play your life away.
He accepts you tonight, forget you tomorrow. One night stand in the back of the car instead of demanding respect. You let him trick your heart, you surviving on the edge. Hope you find a baller bouncing around from clubs to car. He only likes you enough when you're giving it up. Your friendship can't be taught. So when he sets you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real queen, you give me all.
Let them people see what just a real who you want to be. And every night you shine, just
said.
Like a superstar. The type of life that plays a chance and masquerade. You trust your walk, your talk,
the ladies are
your
female,
who you think you
the
are.
But the heart is
true. Oh, dream life, cause there's no place she can go.
No place she can go.
Christ Jesus died for us all. Remember patience, grace, death, all the money, material things. Sisters will never fill an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pain and erase your scar. If you go and worship Son, you remember Jesus gave his life. And he loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen. So keep your faith up and look towards the star. I'm sending back Christ Jesus to point the way. To safety, to security. Come to world of the living. Come, sister. Jesus' name.
Until you play your life away.
Jesus loves you. And I love you too.
Come
to world of the living.
Awesome, thank you. God bless you.
The Lord.
Trying to find a mute button and unmute myself.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. I tell you, God is good, good, good all of the time.
Amen.
I was trying to, it's a couple of calls. You know, I sent out the blast, and there was a couple of calls, and I was trying to tell everybody, you got to mute your phone so we don't hear the background noises, okay? You can still hear me. Just put your phone on mute so we can't hear your background noises. My goodness, I am just excited to be, thank you, God. I'm excited to be a child of God.
Amen.
And I say that in all honesty. I have tried everything. I have tried everything, and there is nothing like it. Absolutely nothing. I'm telling you, God makes me feel so good. Sometimes I got to look in the mirror and go, he talking about me? Lord, it's me you talking to, right? Look, God sees us as beautiful creatures. He loves us.
Yes, yes,
yes. Every last one of us. He loves you if you're 600 pounds. He loves you if you're 2 pounds. He loves you if you're ugly, if you're beautiful. But guess what? He don't see nobody ugly.
Amen.
You see yourself that way.
Mm-hmm.
He does not see you ugly. Because if you look in the mirror and you tell yourself you ugly, you really telling God, what kind of mess is this you created? Huh? Come on now. And we know God did not create anything that he did not love.
Amen.
Not anything. Everything, you know, he's, thank you, Holy Ghost. He's the potter, and we're the clay. And he molded us, shaped us, did all this stuff to us, and then spit us on out. And we came out, some were tall, some were short, some were skinny, some were fat, some were, you know, one arm, you know, all kind of things going on with us. But God still sees the beauty. He does not see anything that was disformed in his eyes. And I'm
all
going,
right,
God,
then.
I thank you. Thank you, God. You know,
because
yes. After a while, we get to looking at it and say, I don't like the way I look. And look at my hair, look at my eyes. Oh, God, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny. Oh, I'm too dark, I'm too light. I'm too. And God says, you're too what? You're beautiful. You're just the way I created you to be.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. You know, there are times when, and I don't know if it happens to anybody else, but there are times when I like, oh, God, look at me. Oh, lips all messed up, hair all, I'm just jacked up. And I'll go right out, haven't done anything, go to the store somewhere, and someone will go, oh, wow, you look nice. And all I could, I look at them and say, thank you. But then I look up and go, God, really? Really? You know I don't look nice today. And he hears me. My goodness, glory to God. He hears me because later on, I'll go down another path and somebody, you really look nice today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, God, you messing with me, ain't you? Yeah, he's messing with me. Because he said, what you see is not what I see. And if I got, my goodness, glory to God. If I got to keep reminding you every single day that you are a beautiful creature, that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I said, okay, God. And he does it. See, you got to understand when God is talking. A lot of times God is talking and we don't hear him. Why? Because we're not looking for him to come through the vessel that he's, oh, my goodness, glory to God. We're not looking for him to come through the vessel that he's chosen to come through.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, come on now. If he could speak through a donkey, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And can you imagine a man when the donkey start talking in? You heard the story, but instead of him saying, what are you doing talking? You're a donkey. He was answering the donkey. The donkey said, what have I done to you that you keep slapping me upside the head? I'm trying to protect you.
Exactly.
And he's sitting there conversing with the donkey. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. So on that note, God says, if I send Kathy, thank you, Holy Ghost. I like how you slipped that in there. If I send Kathy to talk on our behalf, just know, my goodness, just know that it's not Kathy you hear, it is I you hear coming through this vessel. I like how you did that, Holy Ghost. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for life, health, and strength. You woke us up this morning, clothed in our right minds, divine healing within our bodies. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God, how you've been blessing us and keeping us, protecting us, even when we didn't know we needed protection. You were there. Oh, my goodness. You have your angels encamped around us. My goodness, that no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. Ah, God, we love you. We honor you. Because even when we're not worthy, when we don't feel like we deserve your love, you are still there wrapping your arms around us.
Amen.
And we say thank you. We don't always deserve your love, but thank you. You don't chastise us the way that we ought to be chastised. Thank you, God. Thank you. I don't know about anybody else, but I used to get beat with extension cord. Come on now. So the way God is beating me, it's a step up. Thank
All right.
you, God. And I've learned over the years, you know, your parents get to saying, you know I love you, right? And you go, uh-oh, here it comes. When they start that sentence, you know I love you, right? That means you get ready to jack me up. But I don't want you to think that because, oh, my goodness, this is good right here. I don't want you to think because I'm having to bring correction that that means I don't love you. Oh, contrary, it means just the opposite. It means that I do love you. I'm not going to continue to let you run your head into a brick wall. At some point, if I loved you, I would stop you.
That's right.
I'm not going to stand there and let you hurt yourself.
Yes.
I don't know about you guys. Y'all got any friends that will let you do things that they know is not right? You're not supposed to do those things, right? And they won't even tell you. They'll stand by and watch you. And guess what? After you finish doing it, they'll look at you later on and go, I thought you said you was a Christian. So let me get this straight. You seen me get ready to do it. You let me do it so you can come back and say, I thought you was a Christian. Father, have your way right now with this word. Let your word do as you have said, fall not on deaf ears. We thank you, we love you, we honor and adore you. Have your way right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, amen and amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God.
Amen.
I'm just excited. I'm excited. I really am excited. And so I'm going to hit it and quit it. Give y'all this word and get on out the way. Thank you for joining us, whoever joined us, because I can't see the calls right now. But thank, and if no one's on the line, thank you, God, you on the line. You hear me? You hear me getting ready for what you're calling me into. Right now we're going to go, this is too good. My goodness, glory to God. Here it is. We are coming from, let's go all the way in the back of our Bibles now. Let's get the New Testament in. We're going to do 1 Corinthians 3 and 2. And then we're going to do James Chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Give me 1 second. I believe that's James 3. I believe it's James 3. I know y'all going, wait, how the preacher not going to be ready? Because the preacher's a human being like you. Yeah, we all. If I was perfect, I wouldn't be here. I'd be Jesus. Yeah. I ain't perfect. I make mistakes. Oh, yes. Thank you, God. It's James 3:1. Thank you, Holy Ghost. James 3:1, verses 1 through 12. See, you got to understand, when the preacher got a job, oh, my goodness, I got to study on my lunch hour, do all these things on my lunch hour, and I never take lunch unless I got some place to go. But God has a way of speaking. If anybody looks in my car, they're going to see all kind of papers in there. And they're going, why's her car look? Hey, I got to grab a piece of paper and write that word whenever God gives it to me. The bathroom is the same way. I got papers all in there. I got papers everywhere I go because God, he don't never say, Kathy, I'm not going to speak until you get to a place where I can talk to you. No, the Holy Ghost just, he drops his stuff in my spirit. Here we go. I want to give y'all this because it's good. Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians 3:2 says, and then we're going to go to James 3:1-12. 1 Corinthians 3:2, I gave you milk and not solid food because you weren't ready for it, and you're still not ready for it. Let's go to James 3:1-12. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to control his whole body. Verse 3, when we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, the whole animal. Verse 4, consider ships as well. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot is inclined. In the same way, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it boasts of great things. Consider how small a spark sets a great forest ablaze. Verse 6, the tongue also is a fire, a world of wickedness among the parts of the body. It pollutes the whole person, sets the course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Verse 7, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. Verse 9, with the tongue we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come blessings and cursings. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My goodness. My brothers, can a fig tree grow olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good conduct, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. Thank you, God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. Amen. The title of his message is, You're Right, I Know Your Heart. Thank you, God. He says, you're right. I know your heart. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, let's go to, let's go to verse 2. It says, we all stumble in many ways. Mm-hmm. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man. And I had to go to the commentary, I had to look all that up, because guess what? When it says perfect here, thank you, God, it is not talking about perfect. It is talking about being mature, okay? So you see, you go, he's a perfect man. But it's talking about being mature, because it says if you're mature, you can control your whole body.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be perfect to control your whole body, but you do need to be mature. How do you, my goodness, glory to God, how do you become mature? You stay connected to God. You say, please, I'm connected to God and I'm mature. Silly Manili, you are connected. You just don't know it.
Amen.
Come on now. Here's the thing. A lot of people are walking around going, please, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm all right. I ain't got no relationship with God. Trust me, if you're doing all that good, you are one of his. You are not going to get all that on your own. Because guess what? You don't even realize that God has said that it is through love and kindness that I've drawn them.
Amen.
So he's got to love on you. He's got to be kind to you until he can draw you in.
Amen.
Why? Because from the time when you was in your mother's womb, he sanctified you. Why? That means he set you apart in your mother's womb because you belong to him.
Yes.
It is 2022, and some of you are going, I don't belong to him. I ain't in no relationship with God. Okay, well, just hold on. You ain't dead yet. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You still got a little more life.
Amen.
And he already knows when you're going to come in. And, oh, I like this heart. He also knows that you're going to come in.
Oh, yes.
You know why I like that? Because a lot of us don't know we're coming in.
That's right.
God does.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, we out there, we living the life, we doing our thing, and, you know, all this. And we don't even realize that there's going to be a day when God knocks on that door and we're going to turn around and open it, and he's going to come all the way in.
Come on now. Yeah.
And you go, okay, that's what he did for me. Because
mm-hmm.
I was dancing, doing my thing, minding my own business, running around, getting in trouble. And one day he knocked on the door and I opened the door. I said, who at the door? I don't see nobody. Close the door. Knock again. Who at the door? Who playing games? Ain't nobody out there. Knock again. Who at the door? It sounds comical, because it sounds like someone was actually at the door.
Mm.
Even though someone was at the door, that's just a metaphor that I'm using to let you know how many times God knocked before he got my attention.
Come on now.
And when he actually knocked again that I heard him, guess what? The first time he was banging on the door. The second time he was pounding on the door. The third time, he barely tapped the door.
Okay.
You're like, wait a minute. You would have thought he would have been banging the door and knocking real hard. No. The third time when I heard him, he was just tapping real softly. You know why I heard him? Because I was ready.
Okay.
I was tired of my life the way it was.
Yes.
So when he knocked that last time, I was actually looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to hear him call my name. It's time to come on in, Kathy.
Yes.
Oh, okay, Lord. And so how do you get mature in all of that? Some people say, you ain't got to go to church to know of how God, the devil is a liar.
Yes.
But guess what? You don't have to go to church to be in a relationship with God. But I suggest you go to church so you can grow in God.
Come on,
okay?
Now.
When you go to Bible studies, when you go to Sunday school, when you go to worship and all, you are growing. Seeds are being planted in you. Do not tell me you're going to do all this study, you're going to do all this praying, you're going to do all this fasting if you don't go to church. No, because you got nothing to hold you accountable.
That's right.
And guess what? You're not going to hold yourself accountable.
Mm.
No. Why would I hold myself accountable when I'm doing what I want to do?
Right.
At some point, my mama used to tell us, at some point, y'all going to have to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep running to your aid like this. And that's what God is saying. At some point, you're going to have to grow up.
Yeah.
And when he said, I'm not going to keep running to your aid like this, he's not saying it the way my mother said. My mother said, I can't keep running to y'all's aid every time y'all need something. No, what God is saying, God is saying at some point, you're going to have to trust me. Whether you feel like I'm there or not, you're going to have to walk by faith. Okay?
That's right.
You've got to know. Because I told you I would never leave you nor forsake you, that I'm going to be with you from now until the end of time. When you're in trouble, when you're not in trouble, when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're glad, whatever you're going through, you've got to know I am always there with you.
That's right.
And that's what he means when he says, at some point, you're going to have to mature. You're going to have to get, my goodness, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get to a place where you can walk by faith.
That's
huh?
Because
you're not always going to see God move when you want him to move, but you will always see him move when you need him to.
That's right. Amen.
Goodness, God, I love you.
Woo! Awesome.
Here we go. And so when it says that if you're able, if you never have fault in what you say, you're perfect. You're a perfect man, able to control your whole body. It doesn't mean that you're perfect. It means that you are mature. Right? And when it says you'll be able to control your whole body, guess what? None of us can control our whole body. That's why God, thank you, God, that's why God gave us the gift. Some of you, thank you, Holy Ghost, some of you haven't unwrapped it yet, but you've been given the gift. Oh, my goodness, go to God. One of the gifts you've been given is self-control.
Yes.
Why? Because you have no control. So he, oh my goodness, he sent self-control to help you control yourself. And oh God, I love you. If you can control yourself, you're showing him that you are maturing.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome.
Thank you, God. Woo! Thank you, God. And look at verse 3. It says, when we put bits into the mouths of horses, we're able to make them obey us. So y'all seen horse, you know, the guys or the ladies that ride horses, they got something in the horse's mouth, and the rider is pulling it, the strings, to control the horse which way to go.
Yes. Okay?
And the horse, that thing that's in his mouth, makes him obey. But I got a better metaphor for you. Watch this. I was thinking about, and now that I think about it, it's not a good thing, but it does happen, so what can I do? I got to tell the story. The elephants, look at the circus. I love the circus. I don't know why. I just do. I like stuff like that. I want to see what's going on, have a good time, you know. But then when I learned how the animals suffer to get to that place, I was like, oh, dang. But I love going to the circus. I like comedy shows. I like all that kind of stuff. I like having fun. But anyway, the horses, right? Excuse me, the elephants. The elephants are huge, right? So you always see them in the circus, and they got this little string that they're pulling for the elephants to come on round in a circle, to all nine of them line up, then they spit up and do all kind of stuff. And these are elephants, right? They heavy, strong animals. But here's the thing. When the elephants were younger, they were being trained that as that string is pulling them, which way to go, what to do. And sometimes they got beat for not doing it. The size of the string really is not that strong, right? The elephant could really pull itself away and get to Stefan. But because he was trained from when he was a child, he thinks that that string is stronger. He doesn't know he can pull away at any time and go about his business. But he doesn't, because he was trained when he was a little elephant that this is what's going to happen. I look at dogs now, and you can train dogs, put them in cages, do all kind of stuff. But you're training them from when they're puppy. When they're puppy, you go, okay, let's go outside and go to the bathroom. Let's go outside. And then when they get older, guess what? They keep going outside to go to the bathroom. So the elephants don't know that they're stronger than they are with that little string on them. Because they were trained as a kid. Oh, my goodness, God, I love you. Watch this. God said, that's why I tell you to train up a child in the way they should go. Because when they get older, they're not going to stray away from it.
That's right. Well,
now, y'all heard me tell the story, right? Y'all heard me tell the story. But I was telling my son, you know, you got to do. He said, Ma, come on now. I'm trying to do me. I'm trying to do me. I said, go ahead, doo-doo. Do you. He said, Mom, just chill out. I got you. I know the whole thing about Jesus. Anybody that knows me know that from the time my kids came out the womb, I was carrying them in my arms. We was going in the church. So they have always been in the church. And I later learned they was going 3-4 times a week or whatever. But they were in the church. And so even when my son would say, Ma, come on, I got you. I got you, God knows. I said, ooh, okay, doodle, go do you. But here's the thing. Even though he felt like, oh, I'm going to step out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to live this way. You know, oh, yeah, I'm going to smoke weed. I'm going to have a drink. He was doing all that. Yeah. And you go, well, if you can't get your son to come in, how you going to get me to come in? Ooh, the devil is a liar. My kids knew God, loved God. Huh?
Yeah.
There was that side of them that kept saying, oh, I'm young. I didn't get to do this when I was a kid. Now I'm grown. Mm-hmm. I can just do it on my own. You know? Mm-hmm. And so they want to run out and throw their royal oak. And so they're out there doing their thing. But guess what? This is the same guy. When he's driving that truck, Ma, let me tell you how good God is. He kept me on that road, Ma. I could hardly see. Ma was coming around that curve, and he kept that truck from tipping over. And Ma, let me tell you what God did for me. God gave me insurance. Ma, let me tell you what God did. And I'm going, I see, doodle. So I thought you were going to do you. He said, Ma, don't stop that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going, You know? And guess what? Because he kept reminding me how God was steering his life, even though he did some things that I wouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was doing all kinds of stuff. Then he started calming down. Then he started doing it again, and he calmed down. You know why? Because he was trained from a child. And it was hard for him to completely stray away from it. But guess what? Then later on, you know, God started letting him. He said, Ma, let me tell you what God did. Let me tell you. And he's going on and on and on. I said, oh, okay, young man, okay. You know, y'all know the story. And what, 5-6 months ago, he was in a motorcycle accident and we lost him. But guess what? When I turned around that church and I looked at all those young people and how they came up to me and said, you know, he was telling about my family. He's telling about the church. And I was like, ah, he was being a witness to all these people. Now, I got to tell y'all this story because I don't want to stray too far away without giving y'all the rest of this meat. Hold that thought, right? So,
yes.
Chain of a child, where did she go? So now you got the gift of self-control. So, and that was one of his and everybody else that I know. God knows my heart. Every time I say something to somebody, God knows my heart. And so God says, you're right. I know your heart.
Yes.
Because if I know you, I know your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't even have to say that. I know your heart. Watch this. So here's the thing. So those little bitty bits can control an animal to obey what you want them to do.
Yes.
God is saying the same thing with your tongue. Your tongue is a small vessel on your body, but it is wicked, wicked.
Yes.
It says and does whatever it wants to do. I said, oh, my goodness. He says, you know what? The tongue is restless. It's full of deadly poison. He says, with your tongue, you bless our Lord and Savior, our Father, Lord and Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. And the same tongue, you turn around and say, you better flip and flop a flute. You cussing 1 minute, you blessing God the next.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, God knows my heart. He knows I love you. And God is going, yeah, you're right. I do know your heart. Because guess what else he said? He said, Kathy, I need you to let them know. Because the devil is duking them because they think that it's okay. It is okay to do the things they're doing. They need to know you can't get bitter and sweet water out of the same fountain. They need to know that it is not okay for blessings and cursings to keep coming out of the same fountain. But also they need to know that, I have been trying to give them solid food for forever, but I got to keep giving them milk because they're not ready for solid food. And I'm going, well, Lord, you told me to feed them. I want you to feed them, but at some point they got to get off that milk bottle and, my goodness, glory to God, and start digesting some solid food. And here
Amen.
It comes. If you cannot handle the truth, you cannot handle a relationship with God because everything he gives you is going to be the truth.
Amen. That's right.
And the truth is, if you've been in church for a year, 2 years, 12 years, 20 years, and you don't even see a change in your own self, you are still on milk.
Milk.
Have not matured. Because the truth of the matter is, my goodness, glory to God, you can't handle the truth. Ooh, I wanted to say that all day after I seen this here word. Here's the thing. The truth of the matter is, if you're walking around saying you're a Christian, don't you know people watching you?
Absolutely.
Don't you know they're listening to you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that they hear you?
Absolutely.
Even when they're not in the same room with you, they still hear you. They hear all about you from other people. And the thing is, you're saying you're a Christian, and God knows, and God's going to work it out for you. Don't get all distorted. God's going to bless you. He's going to help you. And the person you're trying to witness to is looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did I not just hear Kathy cussing? Ooh, the devil is alive. Let me not use Kathy. Let me say Sally. Ah! Ah! The devil said, did I not hear Sally going, if one slip every now and again, trust you me, I beat myself up so bad that it's not something I practice. So, I have matured. I can eat solid. I eat steaks, honey. I ain't on no milk bottle. I eat steaks. Yeah. And sometimes I can't digest the whole thing because, you know, steaks is tough sometimes. But anyway, let me go down this road and then I'll bring y'all back there. So you're saying you're a Christian and God is telling us that, you know, how can you say you're a true Christian if you can't handle the truth? You can't handle God's word. You're not allowing the Father to use this word to transform you. Okay? He's trying to display us to the world as these beautiful beings that he created us to be, but the world doesn't see our beauty. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Because every time we open our mouth, the beauty goes out the window.
Mm-hmm.
If you're standing there cussing, and you say, I don't cuss at he who I just cuss, well, then I suggest you do like my daddy told me to do. Go get the dictionary and start learning more words. And I used to hate that because we couldn't go outside until we studied that dictionary a good 15 minutes. And I'm going, why are we always got to study the dictionary? To build a vocabulary list. Why? Because you'll see when you get older, people that cuss a lot is because they don't know a lot of other words.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And I'm going, really? Is that why? No. You know why? Because they look at you and go, well, God knows my heart. And he's saying, yes, you're right. I do know your heart. I also know that out of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When your mouth opens up and those words come out of your mouth because you said, God knows my heart, he said to you, yes, you're right, I do know your heart. And he's saying, your mouth is revealing to everybody else what is in your heart.
That's right.
And you're going, God knows my heart. Yeah, now everybody else do too. Because out of the abundance of the heart is what's coming out of your mouth.
Absolutely.
I tell you the truth. You want to hear something crazy? You know, go somewhere where you see women cussing and, you know, acting a fool or whatever. And just kind of, you know, you don't mean no harm. But turn your phone on record. And then later on, you know, when they come to you and you go, you know what, don't worry about that. God is going to bless you. God loves you. He's going to get you through this. Just hit play and let them hear how they sounded a couple of hours ago when they was in there with Jimmy. No, you can't do that. But it sounded good. It sounded good. But, oh, my goodness, no, we can't do that.
No.
But here's the thing. We don't need to do it.
Nope.
We need to know. Okay? That's why God's word says, and all you're getting, get understanding. You need to understand that whether or not Jimmy is the same person that hears you cussing and then over here talking about the Lord, it could be Sally that you're talking to now. It does not matter. God hears you. And you say, well, you know, what I do when I'm at work or what I do when I'm in the church or what I do when I'm over here with my pals, you know, they don't see me over here when I'm doing this. You're right. They don't. God does.
That's right.
You know how I know? He's been seeing a lot of stuff because he has me standing here telling you guys, you're right. I do know your heart because you got all kind of stuff coming out of your mouth. I cannot display you or you or you or you or you to the world so that I can use your lifestyle to draw them in, oh my goodness, to a relationship with me, because when they see you, they hear you. And when they hear, oh my goodness, glory to God, if faith comes by hearing the word of the Lord, what are you hearing? That ain't the word of the Lord.
No.
Do you hear yourself? How about that?
Okay.
Because God is saying, I need my servants to get back to educating my people. The devil is duking them. They think it's okay to use the same mouth that they've been using to seek filth over here on Babylon Avenue to come back over here. And now, oh, God, I love you. God, I bless you. I honor you. And God is saying it's not okay. Blessings and cursing are not to come out of the same mouth. He says you are either hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, he's going to spew you out every time. Why? Because you haven't made a decision. You're still straddling the fence. But the good news is God loves us. He knows our faults.
Mm-hmm.
And he still chooses to come after us.
Amen.
Huh?
God be the glory.
He comes after us because he wants to make our crooked path straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He wants to wash us whiter than snow.
Thank you for calling.
He wants to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. He wants to get us right. Restore us.
Yes.
So that's the good news. The good news is, yeah, you're right. I know your heart. And that's why I'm sending Kathy today.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathy can let you know, I need you guys to stop it. Okay? I need you to stop. I know you want to fit in. I know you want to seem cool. I know you want to hang out with your homegirls and your homeboys. I know all of it. But I know it doesn't take all that. Y'all, you know, people look at me or Billy or Johnny and go, it don't take all that to be in no church. You ain't got to jump and shout and do all that. So why can't I look at you and say, it doesn't take all that to fit in? You ain't got to cuss. You ain't got to steal. You ain't got to lie. You ain't got to fornicate. You ain't got, come on now. You ain't got to commit adultery so you can fit in with your homeboys. Come on now. It doesn't take all that to fit in. If you think it don't take all this to get into a relationship with God, I can look at you and say, don't take all that to fit in. I got folks coming around me now, and, you know, hey, they do what they do. It's okay. I'm going to do what I do.
Exactly.
Just don't do it in my space.
Mm.
I can't stop you from doing whatever you want to do. Just don't do it in my space. When you come in my space and you get to cussing and, hey, get up out of here. Get on now. You see, I ain't got no office. All I got is a door. Get out of here with that nonsense. Why? You know why? Not that I'm holier than thou, but because when you step foot in my little area and you get to cussing and all that and you go about your business, it's gotten into my spirit. Why? Because it went through my ear gate. And once it gets in there, it's in there. And then later on, all I can hear while I'm walking, getting ready to tell somebody, is a bunch of cuss words. Why? Because that's what I've been hearing all day.
Not good.
That's why I look at them when they get, I say, hey, get them out of here with that nonsense. When I'm watching TV and they get to cussing, I say, oh, man, I can't even enjoy the movie. I got to turn to something else. Yeah. You got to be careful what you allow your eyes and your ears to focus on. Yeah. I told y'all what I did to that pastor, and I'm getting ready to come in foreclosure. I told y'all what I did to my pastor. I was in the house just cleaning and listening to Luther, and I was tripping, me and Luther. And I got to the office, to my pastor's office, and I'm cleaning, and I didn't even realize it, but I'm humming Luther. Because Luther was in my spirit. That's all I heard all day.
That's right.
So that's why God says, out of the heart comes an abundance. So whatever you're putting in there, it's staying in there until you release it to come out again.
Yes.
Yeah. And most of the time, we're releasing a whole bunch of stuff to come out that God says should never be. you understand what God is trying to tell us. He says, I need you guys to mature. As Christians, seasoned Christians, whether you've been in church 2 years, 20 years, I need you guys to grow up. The devil is duking you because you don't believe that you're being duped. You think you're okay. You just a holier-than-thou Christian. No, we're not. We're still doing stuff we don't have no business doing. Right? God is saying it's time. All of you guys got to mature because guess what? Look around you. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And I cannot use you, Kathy, if you look like the world. I need to put you on display so when they see you, they can see me operating through you, Kathy, that I can draw them in.
Yeah.
I can't draw them when you stand in there cussing and acting a fool. And on the other note, I'm a Christian and I love the Lord and he knows the heart. Yes, I do know your heart. But they don't. And they are the ones I'm trying to use you to draw in.
Yes.
But I can't use you because you're still on milk. I need you, 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 and you, whether you in the church or not, I need you to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Some things you've got to have control over and stop doing what you're doing because it is not right. You say, I hurt nobody. The devil is a liar. You are hurting someone. You're hurting yourself. So you're hurting yourself. Because
yes.
God wants to bless you. He wants to give you life more abundantly. He wants you to have blessings, the things you desire, right? But you can't do that. Because you don't want to let go of this, and you don't want to let go of that, and you don't want to let... That's why I don't go to church. They want you to just give it all up. God didn't tell you to give nothing up. God said, come as you are.
That's
right. And when you get in there, if you'll allow me, then I will bring about a transformation. Look at the butterflies. Anybody that's ever been to my house, I got butterflies all over the place. Why? Because they started out as nasty, ugly caterpillars creeping around on the ground all nasty and dirty. But when they died, they transformed into butterflies. Beautiful,
yes.
Colorful
beautiful.
Butterflies.
Yes.
And that's what God is trying to do to us. Transform us into the beautiful beings he created us to be so he can use us, put us on display in front of the world so he can draw them out of darkness into the marvelous light. Amen.
Absolutely.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guest online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start off with 704-491. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Good evening. Thanks, Pastor Kathy. That was a good word. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And I'll see you in the morning.
Hey.
I'm trying to recognize the voice. It sounds like Mr. Washington. Is that you?
That's me.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my God. We're going to jump and shout in the morning. Bless God. This is an awesome, awesome young man. You know, I love how he conducts himself. Y'all got to see him. He comes in there, he means business. Let's get it done. We'll talk for a few minutes, and then he's right back to doing what he's supposed to be doing. Thank you for joining the line. I appreciate you. God bless.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. How are you this evening? And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word?
Amen, amen, and amen. I just want to say, you know, that's one thing about me and Pastor Kathy, and I'm not trying to preach behind the preacher, but, you know, we'll serve ourselves before we serve somebody else. And like she said, you know, God, you know, what's coming out of your heart flows out of your mouth. And as long as you're staying next to the fire and around God and the things of God, then those things will flow out of your heart and out of your mouth. But, and I bless God that, Pastor Kathy continues to preach the word of God and the truth, the unadulterated truth, even if it hurts me, it puts me in a certain kind of way, but it's not her, it's God. And if y'all didn't catch that, it's not her, it's what, it's that's right. It's God working through her, but if Amen. if this word convicts you,
mm-hmm.
then we need to check some things out. We need to check our lifestyle out and say, wait a minute, let me go back and see what's going on. And like how me and Pastor Kathy do it, and she said it in the thing, we do a self-examination of ourselves and let ourselves know, wait a minute. Now, I'm not going to, the Lord told me to go to the right and I went to the left. I need to listen to the Holy Spirit and let it guide and direct me to where I need to go. So I bless God for Pastor Kathy, the love of my life. And hey, listen, even though she hurts me sometimes, like I said, in a worldly thing, they say it hurts so good. So that's, I'm going to leave it just like that. It hurts so good, but it's still good.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. And we also want to thank our callers 980-339 and callers 678-507. God bless them for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy come back with the call to salvation and the benediction as we're getting ready to come to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. You know, it does my heart good. That young man that got on the line, it blesses me. And then I think I heard you say 678-507. That's another young man. I'm just blessed. I don't care who God sends my way, that someone is getting something out of what God uses me to do, and it truly blesses me. It's like, you know, putting fuel in your car. It makes you go and go and go. You just
Amen.
Keep on going
mm-hmm.
because you know someone is getting something out of your word.
Yeah.
You know, what God used you to speak. That other young man, he used to get on all the time, 507. He used to get on all the time, and sometimes I would think it was Jay and it was the nephew, and those two, it seemed like one was on, the other one wasn't on. I'm going, okay. So we bless God for the young people coming in. They need to know God is with them. God mm-hmm. is going to strengthen them. He's going to lead and guide them if they let him. Yeah, our young people are facing so much more than we used to face back in the day. They got temptation. They got all kinds of stuff coming at them. And so rather than telling them, you gonna bust hell wide open, that why do we do that? That's not good.
Nope.
You know, and I'm hoping my nephew is still on the line because he knows this is what I say. That's not good. That's not how God wants us to draw people in. He don't want you to scare them.
That's right.
He wants them to be drawn because of his love for them.
Amen.
The fact that he's protecting them and watching over them. He don't want you to scare them into coming.
Nope.
He doesn't want anyone coming to him because of fear. I'm going to bust hell. No. He wants them to come because God woke me up this morning. God makes sure I got food on my table. God blessed me with a job. God protected me from danger seen and unforeseen. God is with me. God, God, God. He wants them to come because they love him.
Yes.
And they realize how much he loves them.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. He wants them to be drawn because of love, not fear. Right now, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice that doesn't have a relationship with God, it is not too late. God is looking for all of us at some point to get mature enough to say, I'm ready to lay that down and come into my walk with God. Right? And it's not as hard as you think. All you got to do is say, Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life, dear Lord. I will make you my Lord and Savior. You know why he simplified it? Because it's not his desire that any should perish. He wants us to live and not die.
Amen.
Yeah. And if we're to have eternal life, we've got to have acceptance life down here. We got to accept God so we can reign with him there. So we thank you, God. And I pray that the day is going to come when there are many on the internet, on the radio that can hear me. The day is going to come when you say, Lord God, I want to lay this lifestyle down. I want to come into a relationship with you. Yeah. And guess what? Like I said with my son, you know, he didn't lay everything down at once. I didn't lay everything down at once. She didn't lay everything down at once. He didn't. It takes time. It's a process.
Yes.
But God is working with us through the process. You don't wake up one day and you full of the Holy Ghost. No, the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yes, it is.
On a daily basis, God is working with us, creating in us a clean heart, renewing the right spirit within us. He's doing that daily. And today, you may give up this. Tomorrow, you may give up that. Next year, you may give up something else. But you're still, even though you're moving real slow, as long as you're moving in the direction towards God, it's all right.
Amen.
Right? You want to move towards him and not away from him.
He doesn't
care how slow you're moving, because trust me, when I came in, I was a turtle. I was moving so slow, I didn't even know I was changing, but I was still changing. And I
think
he didn't give up on me. And guess what? I'm not going to give up on you. I'm going to keep on preaching and preaching and preaching until God tells me, okay, that's enough, sister. You can rest now. By that time, he's looking for my mansion in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I'm going to keep doing what God has called me to do, because I know that he's using me as a vessel to draw others in. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for your word on tonight that reminded us, a gentle reminder, we have to watch our mouths.
Yes.
Blessings and cursing ought not to be coming out of the same mouth. And even when we slip up and one comes out here and one comes out there, we are not to make it a habit of constantly cursing. At some point, we should mature enough to stop ourselves, control what we say, control what we do, how we live. We need self-control, God.
Yes,
we need your help. We all need your help.
Yes, we do,
Lord. There are times, even when we joke and we say things we shouldn't be saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank you that you brought this word that says we can't get solid food until we get off the milk. You know, you're not just going to be, okay, I'm a Christian. And no, there's a lifestyle God is expecting from us. And we can do it. You know how I know we can do it? Because he's going to help us do it.
Yes.
So we thank you, Father God, for your word on tonight, because you love us enough to correct us. When we're constantly heading in the wrong direction, you're there to turn us around.
Yes.
And guide us back into the right path, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. A lot of people think it's okay to cuss every single day and say they're Christian. And I'm so glad your word came tonight to remind us it's not okay. A lot of things that I was doing was not okay. And you constantly reminded me it was not okay until I made a conscious decision to walk away from those things. So I thank you for not giving up on me or any of us, oh God, and for loving us the way that you do. Father God, thank you for your word on tonight. We pray that as they continue to meditate on your word, oh God, they'll go after their dreams. They'll do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Oh God, we thank you. Forget that Billy and Sally can't see you. God can always see you. As you mature, you are going to trust God more with your whole life.
Yes.
Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. Have a great night.
God bless
you
all. Have a wonderful evening. We love you, and shalom.
All to the glory of God. Fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. Far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds.
Oh, Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.